meinst du? Was meinst du? Wer noch?
Im Sandwich?
Hear me?
What?
Okay, we have a Mishnah. Chere shedibru chachamim b'chol makoim she'eno shemeya ve'eno medaber. Right?
That's the pun.
That's right. When you have all over Mishnayos, right? Chere shayta v'katon. Our potter for mitzvahs and so on. So who is this cheresh? That he doesn't hear and he doesn't speak. Okay? That's what a cheresh is. So now the shaila is, where is the source for this? So Tosis brings it from the Medrash Rabba in this week's parsha. From this week's parsha. Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't go, right? I'm a kvad peh, I'm a kvad losh, and I can't go. So Hashem says to him, Mi som pe lo adam, oi mi yasum ilein, oi cheresh, oi pikeach, oi iver. Halo yanu yichei Hashem. Right? So now that pasuk, who puts a mouth to a person, right? Or who puts a person a ilein, or a cheresh, or a pikeach, or a iver? Hashem, hi Hashem, so go. So from this pasuk says Taisvis, the Medrash learns out that a cheresh cannot speak. Because the Taisvis says, when Hashem said, who's putting a mouth for a person, it's going on the ilam and on the cheresh. Okay, that's what Taisvis says. So now to explain that more clearly, first I'll say how the Marsha explains it. He says, what exactly was Hashem saying? Let's get straight this pasuk. It's a little confusing pasuk. Yeah? It says, who put a mouth to a person, or who put a ilein, or a cheresh, or a pikeach, or a iver? What is it saying? So like the Marsha, what Hashem is saying is like this. Who do you think, anyways, makes mute people and deaf people able to talk? Hashem. And who makes blind people able to see? Hashem. So what are you saying that you can't talk? I could take a mute person and make him talk. So if you can't talk so well, I can't make you talk? In other words, mi som pe lo adam, oi mi yosum ile moicheresh, are two halves of one case. Yeah? It's saying, who puts a mouth to a person who was the ilam and the cheresh? Hashem puts him, gives him a mouth. And who makes a iver into a pikeach? Hashem. So, Memela, what are you complaining? Doesn't matter if you're his kvad peh. So, Taisvis is saying, well, if Hashem, the main point of what Hashem is trying to say is that Hashem can cure all the problems, right? That even if the guy was blind, Hashem can make him see. Even if the person was mute, he can make him talk. So where does Cheresh, what's the fix-up of the Cheresh? Where does it say? It doesn't say to hear. The Teretz is putting in the mouth to the Cheresh. So from here, Chazal saw
that even
if you can't hear, but if you speak, you know, not a cheresh. So that is the taich of the Medrash Rabba. You know, that's what the Medrash Rabba is saying. Now, that's how the Marshal learns it up. The Rashash writes, Ani ba'oni lo matzasi ha Medrash Rabba. Okay? He couldn't find it. He says, the only Medrash Rabba I found in Shmois is just the opposite. The Medrash Rabba he found was that it says on the word PK, the words were Oy mi yasum che ilain, Oy che resh, Oy pikeach, Oy iver. So the Medrash says pikeach goes back on the cheresh and forwards on the iver. It goes on the yiminoi and on the smoyloi. In the middle you have the word pikeach, and the word right before it is cheresh, and the word after it is iver. So the word pikeach is going that these two people are going to be able to hear and see. And he says, if you look in Navi, you also find the word used on both. You have a pasuk pakoyach oznaim velo yishma, and you have pakoyach einaim ivrim. We always said pakeach ivrim. So pakeach goes on both. So that's the opposite of what Tosis is quoting from the Medrash Rab. But
there's
Shash's kash. So in the Torah Shlema, he says he found where the Medrash is. It's in Parshas Bereishis. That's why it's not so easy to find. It's not in the right place. And the Medrash, I wrote down the Medrash. It says Rav Huna b'shem Bar Kapora Posach Te'olamno Sifsei Shoker. Right? If somebody says Sheker, his lips should be Te'olamno. So what is Te'olamno? So Rav Huna said in the name of Bar Kapora Isparchon Ischarshon Ishtatkon. They're going to be broken, they're going to become deaf and mute, people who say sheker. And how does that all come out of the word te'alamna? So it says it means all three. The word te'alamna could mean broken, because it says v'hine anachnu ma'almim alumim. So Rashi says that when you bundle grain, it usually cracks some of the grain and breaks it a little bit. So memela, that's yisparcha. Where does it say that yishtatkun, they'll be mute? So it says, because that's what the word te'alamna means.
Elain.
And where does elain mean deaf? So the Medrash says, vayoymer Hashem elov misam pela adam. So the question is, so where do you see there that it's yischarshun? So the Eitz Yosef over there says, because the peh is coming to be the opposite of the cheresh. So you see that somebody who is a elaim can be a elaim for one of two reasons. You see from our pasuk that either he's mute because he has a problem speaking, or he's mute because he couldn't hear, which makes him not be able to speak. And therefore Hashem says the solution for these both people are, I'm going to be some of them a pet. So you see over here also that the Medrash is saying like Taisvis. This Medrash is saying like Taisvis. But he doesn't go as far as the Marsha. The Marsha says that the Taich in the words is Hashem is going to give a pet to the person who was born mute or deaf. He says, nah, that's not what the pasuk means. It means that Hashem says, I do both. I make some with a mouth, and the others, I make them, I can do either. Hashem is saying, Misam pel adam, or Misam ilim echerish. And other people, I make ilim echerish. It's all up to me which one it will be. But soif kol soif, we see that cheresh is the opposite of ilaim. Cheresh is the opposite of sampeh. Because Hashem puts on the side of those who are healthy sampeh, and on the opposite side, Hashem puts the ilaim and the cheresh. So that means peh is the opposite of cheresh. Okay, so there's two ways how exactly you see it from the pasuk. But whatever you see from this pasuk in the parasha, that a cheresh includes both. That he's deaf and dumb. Okay. So now we'll go to the halacha part of it. So we see that the Mishnah says in order to be a cheresh, he has to be, they can't hear and he can't speak. So the Rambam, well, let's start like this. What is the din? The Shach and Bach talk about this Shach. What's the din if a person was born totally regular? Right, and then in the middle of his life, something happens and he can't hear and he can't talk.
does he turn into a cheresh? So the Shach in the beginning of Yeridea brings the Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Gittin that he turns into a total cheresh. And he has a total pater mitzvahs of total cheresh. What's the Gemara there? The Gemara brings Shaila, what is the din? Brings a Mishnah, really. What is the din if a person got married when he was regular, when he was a pikeach, he could hear and speak and everything, and then he became a cheresh during his marriage? So it says, Eino Moitzer Yolamis. It's not possible for him to bring, to give a get, because a cheresh can't give a get. So, there you go. You see that if a person loses his hearing and speech in the middle, after he's 30 years old, 40, 50 years old, he's now a cheresh. He's got a din of a cheresh. And the Be'er Halacha brings this in Hilchis Minyan. He says that you cannot include a cheresh in a minyan, because he's like a cheresh of a katan. You can't. So yes. Yes.
So Cheresh already became intelligent before he became Cheresh.
So what's Pshat? Also, we're going to get to the idea behind this. Yeah, it's a good question. So the Be'er Halacha says, what if you had a person who could hear and speak and then he lost it? So he says you can't use him for a minion anymore. Because he brings this Shach, the Gemara. It's a Gemara. Okay, so now comes along the Pre-Megodim. And he says, over a Rambam and a Rav and a Bartanura in Trumas. The Rav and the Rambam talk about why is the name that we give this man Cheresh. Cheresh is really an ear thing. Literally, Cheresh means
silence.
That he can't... Okay, silence. But I'm trying to remember the Pasuk... the Gemara brings a pasuk somewhere that it means that he can't hear. And their question is, why aren't we calling him an Elaine? Why aren't we calling him an Elaine? Because really, he can't speak either. So they answer, because how did it happen that he can't speak? What's the pshat that this deaf man cannot speak? Because he couldn't hear.
From birth.
And so he couldn't hear anything. So his mother couldn't, no one could speak, teach him how to speak. That's what it says.
It's not that from birth. It could be in infancy.
Oh.
Okay.
After a couple of years. So, Mimela, that's why the name we give this man is deaf. Because that's the source,
the
goyrim, like the Rambam said, the siba, for his problems. So that's why he's called...
Which one again, goyrim?
The deafness is goyrim, the not being able to speak. Because that's how, what causes all things. So we give him the name, cheresh, even though halachically it's both. But that's what happened. So the Prima Godim says... It's mashma from this Bartanura and Rambam that the only thing which is a cheresh is the fact that he got born that way. Or a little kid, he says born. But they're tzarechin, they're connected to Gemara and Gittin. Because the Gemara and Gittin says that even if he's 50 years old, he's also a cheresh. So that's his kasha on the Rambam and the Bartanura. So and he blives with a kasha. And I saw also in the tshuva from the Maharam Shik says the same exact kasha. Is the pashtus the kasha's nishta kasha? The Rambam is not talking anything about halacha here. He's talking about dictionary here. He's trying to figure out why did his name get the name cheresh, which means deaf. Why don't we call him mute? And for the Rambam, because your normal scenario, the normal, starts that he's really just a deaf, which causes the mute. So the name became termed a cheresh. Now, what is Taka the Halacha if it happened when he's 50? We're not going to change his name now, you know. His Pashtas, the Kasha is not a Kasha. But when you think into the Havana here, there is a Kasha. There is a Kasha. There's a Havana problem. The Shaila is what? There's a Chakira Gedoila, which Svarim talk about. What is the reason that this Cheirish is like a Shaita? Why is a Cheirish lacking Das? Big Chakir. One Pshat is because a person who can't interact with people loses his ability to have a sense, you know, a good sense, a good shiko. Yeah, that's one pshat. Another pshat is that since hearing or speech, all these things are connected to the brain, then a person who has a choili, which causes him that he can't hear or speak, means there's something wrong inside of the moyach. And that's what shows us that he doesn't have das. It's a simin that something's wrong with his das. Now, l'chayra, the nafgamina is, the nafgamina could easily push it the chakir. What, this guy who became this way at 50. If you're going to say that it's because he can't interact with people, he could. He's been around for 50 years. He interacts with people. He knows. He knows all this shikol. He's got all the shikol from 50 years of experience.
But now he still has it.
Well, okay, that would seem interesting to say that he loses it on the dot. Maybe you could say after 15 years of being a cheirish, maybe, I don't know. But like 5 minutes after he lost his, all of a sudden he lost his whole shikol.
Well, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, so you'll say it's like plug or something.
Right, yeah.
Maybe. Even that's a chiddush to say he loses it after 15 years, too.
Yeah. Masif,
but, you know, once a hot shikol, he loses the shikol.
Yeah, Dela Masif Yosef.
I hear. Okay. Sounds pretty interesting. You don't think so? I would never say that
before. A person would deteriorate very quickly.
And he would lose his shikol. Okay. Still, then you would have to agree with me at least that, I don't know, it would be some kind of drabbanon right away.
The stipler could not hear.
Well, he could talk, though. Yeah, in order to be a jichay, it has to be both.
It has to be both. Or.
But it has to be both. Both. Either one is still good. It has to be both. Okay. I hear, maybe. But Pash, okay. So it would be hard to say, I would think, they lose the shikha. So what would be the other choice? The other one. Say it's chayli. So then that's good. Then it's for sure good. Oh, but now the Rambam just finished telling me that really these deaf people have no speech problem at all. They just never learn how to talk because that's this whole Rambam, right? So you can't say chayli in the Rambam. You can't say that the reason is sickness, because he only has a sickness of hearing, and hearing, and we know the din is hearing, a loss of hearing, and he could talk, is 100% normal. So what's the difference between these two guys? This guy here can't hear anything, right? But he can talk. Halachically, fine, no problem. This guy, this other guy, can't hear. And he also medically can talk, but just his mother can't teach him because he's hatnished. So why is he a shaita and he not a shaita? They're both the same health matzim. They both have hearing loss and speech fine. Just this guy, Mitzias, can't redden because it happened to him when he's 6 months old. The other guy has the exact same medical condition, but it happened when he's 10 years old, so his mother taught him how to talk. So my nafkamina, right? The only nafkamina could be that Eretz Kesher mentioned. Because that, So it's, the Rambam is a raya to that son. So maybe that's the kasha that these achrenim are really trying to get at. The Rambam is a raya to the chakira. It's not al tzchoyli. The Rambam can't be al tzchoyli because he doesn't have a choyli hadibur. So the Rambam holds that the reason is because of shikul, because he can't deal with people. So they're asking on the Rambam, so why when he gets 50 years old, is he a shoyte, but l'chayri has the shikul? That could be how to learn, if anything, that could be the kasha. That could be the kasha. If the Rambam holds that the vort is shikul and not choyli, so why are you a shoyte when it happens to you when you're 50? Oh. So now, the question would be, how could we taka answer the Rambam? How could we taka answer the Rambam? So really, I said over here three ways, but I'm not going to say the first way. I'll just try to be makatzer a little, get already to the second way. There's a real shver Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, selling karka and selling metaltlin. Over there, the Rambam says that if somebody is an eino shemea ve'eino medaber, his mechira is not a mechira, because he's a shaita. But the Rabbanah made a takana that on metaltalin, if he is able to be meramez, even though he's not really considered normal for the rest of the Torah, they made a takana because he's got to be able to live. You have to give him some ability to buy and sell and so on. So if he could be meramez, you know, make a, by metaltalin, they were makel. Says the Rambam, and the same holds true if he's a einoy shoymeya umedaber. He cannot hear, but he talks. Zok the Rambam, he's the same as a Einoi Shemea ve'Einoi Medaber. Chiddush Nifla Moed. And Tur brings the Rambam.
Again, what is he?
That the Rambam puts together, if he's a total deaf and dumb, a regular Cheirish, and Hu Adin, if he's a Einoi Shemea,
but he's Medaber.
He's the same category. His mechira is no mechira by karka. By metaltling, they were mitzaking him that he could do it. So the Torah brings this Rambam in the Chayshe Mishpat. If he's a enoy shemeya, but he's a medaber, he's a regular normal person. So there's a chiddush the Rambam here, pretty big chiddush here in the Rambam. Comes along the Beis Yosef with a unbelievable thing. It's in the Kesef Mishnah too. Both, he writes it in the Kesef Mishnah, and then again on the Tur Beis Yosef, he writes it the same thing again. He says, maybe the Rambam holds that, he says, look carefully in the words. The Rambam says, Eino Shomea Klal Umedaber is equal to Eino Shomea Veino Medaber. He says, Bimedak, that word Klal. He says, the Rambam holds that all other places, when we say that if somebody is a Einoi Shemea Umedaber, he could hear a little bit. That makes him normal. But if he's Taka Einoi Shemea Klal, even if he's a Medaber, he's a Din of a Cheirish. Isn't that amazing? Beis Yosef out there in Chayshin Mishpat, in Simen Reish Lamed Hei. So he says, that would answer Pshat in the Rambam. Now the Achrayim talk about this big, huge chiddush here. And they say, first of all, where did the Rambam get this big chiddush from? So they bring different mekoyros. One, Beis Yosef himself brings. There is a lashon in the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Ayin Aleph. Hasha misha einoy u shoymea umedaber hare ze cheresh. Mamish the Rambam. Misha einoy shoymea avol medaber hare ze cheresh. Misha einoy medaber avol shoymea hare ze ilen. Okay, so the Rambam said, state. Misha einoy shoymea avol medaber ze cheresh. However, the problem is the next line. After that, the next line is Zeh v'zeh harehein kepikchin l'chol divrayem. So that ruins it pretty much, because it's saying he's a cheresh, but he's considered a regular normal person. So what did the Rambam do with that line? So one pshat in the Meforshim there is the Rambam didn't have that line. He didn't have the gears of that line. So his just said, Hari's a cheresh. Or the Drisha says over there on the tour, the Rambam learned the Zevizeh was not referring back on the cheresh, was another person in the that he was on Ishtatik. He was the Zevizeh. The Rambam had a line over there. He got it from that Gemara. Misha Einu Shemeh Avol Medaber is a cheresh. The Kedushas Yisrael, that's a Talmud of the Neder Behuda, wrote a sefer called Kedushas Yisrael, says the Rambam got it from a Mishnah. Because there's a Mishnah, Chamisha lo Yisroimu, v'im tarmu trumas and truma. There's five people that if they shouldn't l'chatchila give, but b'diyavad the truma is a truma. For example, Ilan. He shouldn't give truma because how will he make a bracha? B'diyavad, if he skipped the bracha, it's still truma. And then it has more aroim, can't make a bracha either. Same thing. Then it has a few which are not ma'akiv, it's not truma at all. Then it says, mi she'enoi shoymea umedaber. This case, our Rambam, right? He can't hear, but he speaks. Lo Yisroi, v'im toram truma sa truma. So, why did he get an honorable Mishnah for himself? It should be shisha lo Yisroimu, v'im tarmu truma sa truma. He's a shisha. Zok the Kedushas Yisrael, the Rambam said, pshat is, because the Einu Shemeo Medaber is mitli toli. How bad is his noish not Shemeo? If he can't hear but a little he could hear, then it's good b'diavad. If he can't hear at all, it's not even good b'diavad. So he got his own Mishnah, because he's not fitting in to anywhere else. So that's where the Rambam got it from. Fine. So these are the Rambam's Mekoyris, to say that if you don't hear it at all, that makes the person into a shaita, even if he could talk. Oh. So if we say that, we have a good teretz to the chakir that we talked about. We said, if the Rambam said that a person who cannot hear and is also dumb is really not a medical issue with his not talking. It's only a metzius because mother can't teach him. So how would that affect him being a shaita? So we said it must be alt people, interaction. So then the kasha was, so when he's 50, why is he had interaction? Now, according to this, Beis Yosef, lo'olam eimalach, it's a mental problem. It's a choyli. And the din really is the choyli of not hearing alone makes his das no good. And that choyli can happen at any age. That's pshat in the Gemara. That's why if he's 50, if he gets that choyli that he can't hear, the chayli is what's doing it. So it's not interaction at all. You asked me, Akasha, so why is the halacha that when the person is able to talk,
he's not a shaita.
And when he can't talk because his mother didn't teach him, he is a shaita. That whole thing is a mistake. We didn't get the halacha properly. We didn't get the halacha correctly. When it says that he cannot hear and he can speak, that he is pikeach, that means because he could hear a little bit. And that's gufa, you know, why he's normal. But if he can't hear at all, then even if he can speak, he is a shaita lefi the Beis Yosef. So memela it mamish lines up. Very good. The Rambam holds it's a choyli of not hearing. It's a choyli of not hearing, and that's what makes a person a shaita. We don't care if he could speak or not. He's a shaita anyways. And this that it says that Einu Shomeo Medaber is a Bori, that means because he could hear a little bit. Okay?
Kedushas
Yisrael.
Have any value for that from somewhere?
Well, I mean, he's going on the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is the one who said in. Beis Yosef got it from the Rambam and Hilchos Mechir. Okay. Now, the Achronim say, how could you say such a thing? How could you say such a pshat in the... How could the Beis Yosef say such a thing? It says in many places in the Rambam, in Hilchos Kiddushin, in Hilchos Ishes, in Rambam, that if a person is a Einoy Shemea Umedaber, Harei Hu Kepikeach L'chol Dvar. So you see that the Rambam says that if somebody can't hear, he's still normal if he can speak. How can the Beis Yosef say that he's not normal? But I don't hear that kasha so much, because the Beis Yosef will say the same thing every time. He'll just chazer over the same piece of Torah every time. He'll say,
he can hear a little.
He can hear a little. And now if somebody will say, but that's unclear in the Rambam. Why doesn't the Rambam say it more clearly? I would understand that what the pshat is that the Rambam learns that that's the normal metzias. How is it that he can't hear and he speaks? But if he can't hear, how could he speak? In those days, they didn't have our day's
technology.
So the answer is he could hear a little. That's how the Beis Yosef will tell you. That the pshat is all these places where it says, okay, you could have a case that he became deaf in the middle of his life. Okay, that case, the Rambam, you're right, that Rambam didn't speak out that case. Because I guess that's not this more common one. Probably more people that are Chayrish, they're probably born that way than later, I think. No?
Yeah,
I think it's more common, at least. The Chayrishim that I know of, they were born that way.
Even older life, I think they maintain some semblance of hearing.
They do. Okay, so if they have enough hearing that they can speak, that's what the Rama means. But if they really can't hear, that alone makes them a Chayrish. Okay, so this is the pshat which would work according to the Beis Yosef. However, the Kedushas Yisrael asks a big kash on the Beis Yosef, which he blives tzorich in gomel. He says, there's a Gemara that we just learned together in Masechta Megillah, and it's also in Brachos too. The Gemara says, hakol ksheirim likreis asam Megillah chutz mecher sheita v'kot. So the Gemara says, okay, cotton is good. As a cotton. Shaita is good. What's wrong with the Chayrish?
He
could speak if he's laning the Megillah. So what's wrong with him? As a effect, the Gemara. So the Gemara ends up saying, it must be that this Tana holds that that when you say Shema or Megillah or anything, Tzorich Lashmiya La'oznai. So effect, the Kedushas Yisrael, according to the Beis Yosef, I don't hear this piece of Gemara. According to the Beis Yosef, someone who can't hear at all is a shaita. So the Mishnah is pshuta kemashmoy. This guy can't hear at all, but he's a bal koyri. What's the case? The case is what we just said. He became deaf at 10 years old. He can't hear anything, but he's a bal koyri. You want to know why he can't lane? Because the Beis Yosef said that the din is Eino Shemea Klal is a Shaita. So what is Shver? What is Shver? What's the Gemara bothered? That's his kash.
Who says that's his equivalent? Eino Shemea Klal and Eino Shemea Lozlov.
Well, the words of the Mishnah were just Cherish. It didn't say, it didn't use either of those terms. It just said, Hakol Ksheim Likris Asa Megillah Chutz Mecherish Shaita V'Kot. So the Gemara asks Akasha, what's wrong with having a Chayrish being a Baal Kairi? If he could read, then he's a normal person. Frank the Kedushas Yisrael, according to the Beis Yosef, the Teretz says he's not a normal person, because the Beis Yosef said that the Shita of the Rambam is that he's a Shaita Gomer. If someone can't hear at all, he's a Shaita Gomer.
Didn't Gemara say, some Pirish say that it's Enemish Be'Losna?
So the Gemara answered. So the Gemara answered, okay, so the question is, why did the Gemara say that answer? Why does the Gemara answer that the reason is because Eino Mashmiya La'oznav? The answer is pushit, because he's a shaita.
He could hear a little bit.
But who made the Gemara make him hear a little bit to make problems on itself? Why don't you learn the Gemara real simple and plain? He can't hear it all. And you have Shalom al Yisrael, and you have a great Mishnah, and you have no problems. So he blibes Tzarichi and Gadol. Tzarichi and Gadol on the Beis Yosef. So the Maram Shik tries to get the Beis Yosef out of trouble. And he says like this, he wants to start handling like this. Avada, it's true that the Rambam holds he's a shaita, but the Rambam doesn't mean he's a vare shaita. The Rambam means he's a suffix shaita. If a guy cannot hear and speak, he's a vare shaita. If he can't hear but he can speak, even Enosh Me'a Klal, he's a shaita misuffix. Memela, since Megillah Laning is a Drabbanon, so you're allowed to use a suffix because Sveik Drabbanon Lekula. So that was bothering the Gemara. What's the problem? So what if he can't hear? Even if he's a Sufik Shaita, he could lane.
That only answered up for one of the McGill lanings. So she does that hold. And Rebbe Godem says on a Sufik, you don't say that on the...
Yeah, exactly. It's not so pushit what he's saying. Yeah. Right? The Rambam says, Lamashal, that if you're in a city at which you don't know if you had a wall, so the Rambam says... you need to lane both days, Me'ikar Adin. And the Ran says, no, you don't. You don't have to lane both days, Sveik the Rabban and Lekula. So the Acharonim say that the Rambam holds like you're pre-Megadim, that you have to be Machmer by a Suffolk. So this Pshat isn't so
posh. You have to be Machmer by a Suffolk.
Meaning, if I don't know which day I'm in, like I'm in which kind of city they have nowadays, Tveria. Places like Tveria, yeah.
But why isn't Suffolk the Rambam Lekula?
Because it's Dibur Kabbalah.
Okay.
Right, because it's Dibur Kabbalah. Right, so therefore, so it's not so pashut what he's saying, that it's Lekula. Also, the Iker idea that he's saying is his Suffolk Shaita is really getting Shver. Because I'm saying, the Rambam, if the Rambam's Makor is from that Gemara that the Beis Yosef brought, that it says, Harei Zacherish, it doesn't say Suffolk. It's very shver. The only doichik I would say, if I would want to stick up for the Beis Yosef, the doichik I would say is the same idea as we've been saying all along, that the normal cheirish mentioned in Shas is that he's born that way, just like we said in the Rambam anyways. So the Gemara doesn't think that a cheirish who's laning the Megillah means that at 10 years old he became a cheirish. That's like a doichik to the Gemara. The regular cheresh who's laning the Megillah means he could hear a little bit, and that's why he's laning the Megillah. And Memela, then we're back on track. So the Gemara is saying the norm. That's the doichik I would say to defend the Beis Yosef. That we assume, and the Gemara assumes, that all the normal cheresh's mentioned. That's how come Shas goes that way. That always mentions like the Cheresh, who's an Eino Shamea Umidaber, is normal. And according to the Rambam, what does that mean? That he could hear a little bit. So why doesn't the Gemara ever like clarify itself? Same thing. Because the Gemara is always thinking about that he's born that way. So it's an automatic given that if it's an Eino Shamea Umidaber, what do we mean? We mean that he could hear a little bit, or else how could he speak? So here also the Gemara is taking that as a given. We had this case, this unusual case, that you have a guy who became a cheresh when he became 10 years old is not the normal thing that's discussed anywhere. Okay, maybe. So fine. So according to this Mahalach, we have a pshat. The pshat is that the thing that makes a person a cheresh into an Eino Ben Das is the chayli. And the Rambam holds the chayli is the fact that he can't hear it all. However, la halacha, Rav Paiskim say we don't paskin with this Beis Yosef. Rav Moshe Feinstein says we don't paskin with this Beis Yosef. Already before him, the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim. They say it's too vite to say that you have one Rambam in Gantz Rambam that says that Eino Shomea Klal Umidaber is a shoite in Hilchos Mechira. And that's supposed to cover Kol HaRambam Kulai, where there's dinim all over in many Rambams, Hilchos Trumas, Hilchos Ishas, Hilchos Edus, about an Eino Shomea, and nowhere it's mentioned except for Hilchos Mechira, very shvar to say. So, better to say, Dr. Moshe, like the Nesivis, and this is what the Divrei Chaim also says, Mechavin to the Nesivis, it's only by Mechira. Why? What's special about Mechira? Because there's even a din that somebody under 20 shouldn't sell karka. Because you need to be Charif Tuva to sell karka. There's such a din in the Gemara in Bava Basra. So Memela, the Rambam is telling me that Einu Shemeo Medaber, Avada for everything else, he's considered a regular person. But he's like a less than a 20-year-old. He's not a Charif Tuva. Memela, it's a special thing only by karka. But for everything else in the world, the din is that he is considered a regular bar das. Oh. So now, if we go not with the Beis Yosef, we're back to the drawing table again. So it comes out that the Rambam is back to the old normal mahalach. That the pshat is the not hearing alone, the not being able to hear alone, is still normal. It's the fact that he can't hear and he can't talk. It's the two together. And again, we come back that the reason why he's not talking is not a medical problem. It's just the mitzias that his mother can't teach him. So why at 50? We're back to the old kash again. Why at 50? So now I will say over the words of Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva in Eben Ezra, Chela Gimel, Simon Lamed Gimel. And you see now the oimek, mamish, after I was working and working and working, now I appreciated what Rav Moshe was saying. Mamish, you see how he is so, he said it, and he answered the kasha without even bringing the kasha down. He says, the pshat is like this. The choyli of enudas is like we said. There's something wrong with the moyach. When a person can't hear, that means it's a defect in the moyach. And that defect makes him also not have a good shikul. However, being able to talk can be a replacement. It could be a mashlim. In other words, it's not, he says, such a bad chayli, totally. It could be, you could like replace with something, you know? So the pshat is, the fact that I could talk to people and like, you know, will straighten me out, right? Let's say I'm a little off.
It compensates.
So memela, but you need that compensation there to put you back. If you don't have the compensation, then it's a problem. Oh, with that, it's very gishmak that at 50 you could have the same thing. Because the chayli he has, the chayli is just from the hearing. It's close to the base Yosef, but one step, right? It is right that the thing that makes the person the shaita is the chayli of the hearing. But not like the Beis Yosef stopped right there. That's the whole thing. Eino Shomea Klal, that's the whole thing. You can make it up. By being able to talk with the people, it gives you back your sense of balance. But if he doesn't have that thing to make it back, to push him back, then he remains with his chayli.
Once he has it, it shouldn't go away just like that. Like Rebbe said, like in a snap, it goes away. It's a hard thing to hear.
Well, but I could hear that the pshat in this way, what he's saying is that it's the fact that
it's
like
he's got a chayli
always. But in other words, the pshat is that like the people talking to him, in case he like does something a little wrong or whatever, they'll tell him or whatever.
He'll get the message.
He'll see, you know. But if he doesn't have that, people pushing him back into place,
he's lost.
That's how he explains it. So I think that's the closest we could get to getting an exact shot why it works even later. So now I want to say the rest of the tshuva, of that tshuva of Rav Moshe. The tshuva was from Rav Bezalel Rakov, you know, from London. I'm Gateshead. He was the Rav of Gateshead. And there was a person who was born a full cherish. And then they gave him a hearing aid later in life. And he learned how to hear and talk. Not so clearly, but he could hear and talk. So he asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, what he wants to know is like this. Is he considered a Shemea Umedaber? So then he's a regular, normal person. Or maybe since Be'etzem, without his hearing aid, he can't hear a thing. Maybe that you hear with a hearing aid is not called a Shemea. And he says, and even though he's for sure a Medaber, but I'm worried about the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that a Eino Shemea Klal is a Shaita, even though he's a Medaber. So Memela, I'm worried that maybe this person is still a Eino Shemea Klal.
Doesn't the hearing aid mean that he does something?
Yeah, right, Matias.
Well, what? Oh, you mean, or yes, else the hearing aid can't work?
Yeah,
it's well, maybe that. What does it mean that really, if you scream loud enough without it, he'll for sure hear you?
It's or hearing, maybe a be'etzem, hearing aid.
A be'etzem.
It's not a new ear. I hear,
but maybe it's better than a hearing aid, this thing that they gave him. I mean, in other words, I think there are people that, like, they can't hear.
They use vibration in the bone, and they're able ear, not through the ear.
From the bone.
The cochlear?
That's cochlear already.
The cochlear implant?
No.
Mandibular bone.
Yeah, the mandibular bone is in the back of the ear. Yeah. There used to be people had infections and it would just turn to mush.
You see sometimes it's like a circle and then a wire coming out. That uses not the ear.
Oh, that uses the bone.
It uses the bone.
I see. Well, anyways, the Metzius was this guy couldn't hear anything without it and could hear with it. So Ramesha told him he's an Eino Shemea. He says machines do not change halacha. Just like if you could see a bug with a machine, it wouldn't be a bug. Just like if you would see a letter split in a tefillin with a machine, it wouldn't be a split letter. Also, if you could hear the machine, you're not hearing. So you're an Eino Shemea. Says, so what are you worried about? But Lamai said, the Rambam says, if you're Eino Shemea, you're a Shaita. That's not the pshat we go with. If you're a Medaber, you're good. Like the Nesivas.
He doesn't like the
basic. He doesn't like the basic. Right. Said the din is not the basic.
Seven person using hearing aid answered only. How can we yotzi?
Wait, most hearing aids hear, Masu.
Well, yeah, if the guy could hear without it, then.
But if he can't hear without
it, then I don't know. Maybe you're. Yeah, that's true. For saying, I mean, you don't. Yeah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down this tshuva and he says, I don't hear why Rav Moshe is saying this. I understand that if you see a bug with a machine, it's nisht a bug.
Not a
ria. It's not a ria, right. Seeing with it. But here, I can see that he can hear. I don't need a machine to be able to tell. And he can hear that he can hear. Like, why is that called the machine? He says, Einenu royis, that the guy hears. Why is that called? I don't need a machine to see. So I think the Pshat Rav Moshe is posh. He says, that's what he said. Inein Urayus, that he's Shemea. I don't need a machine to see he can hear. But I think the Pshat Ramosha is Poshit. Because you have to read the Ramosha. He says, it's Lishitasa. He says, the point of why a Cherish is an Einodas is because there's an impairment in his brain. Not, the like he says, the Kilkel Shabamoyach, which made him not hear, is making him imbalanced in his seichel. Right, so the pshat, what Ramesh is saying is, and even if a machine will make him hear, that's not how halacha determines right? We go by, if he be'etzem can't hear, then that's an impairment. So it's a simin, right, that's a problem. And you can't say, no, it's not a simin, because you see he really does hear. Because the Torah doesn't measure with after the hearing aid. The Torah measures without a hearing aid. That's what he's trying to say. That's why Rav Moshe is saying what he's saying. Rav Shlomo Zalman obviously was looking at it as that the hearing itself is what we need to have. So he's saying, well, you can see, you can hear. Lamaisi, you can hear. Rav Moshe is going like his shita. So you see a machlokes here.
Although he says speaking is a compensation, but the hearing aid isn't.
Oh, so that I could, maybe he holds not. You, Ein lanu ela what the Gemara says, that speaking is a compensation. You're saying I'll be svara.
Shmia should be better. I mean, right. I mean, you're saying when he talks to other people, that compensates for his slightly, but when he hears other people, not.
Yeah, I hear. That's a good question. I had that same question. Why can't that be a compensation? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, I just want to end off by saying one unbelievable thing. That Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo says, I'm scared to say this. I can't paskin this. But he says, L'chumra, I hold you have to say this. That could be today, in our age, the halacha changed. And even a guy who's a Einu Shemeya ve'Einu Medaber, since we have all these new methods of teaching and everything, right? So maybe L'chumra, you should be machmer that the guy has das. You shouldn't tell him that he doesn't have to do mitzvahs. I can't paskin this, he says, because all the poskim until me never said such a thing, and they all said he's pater min mitzvahs. But l'chumra, I want to say this. I hear.
No, that, not necessarily.
Oh, well, oh, that's
not a real shmia.
That, yeah, Rav Shlomo Zalman, right? He says I don't know if that would be called shmia though. He says. I hold these considered a bar das, because but you're not hearing the coil.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah,
echo,
avar. That's what he says. So he says he writes there. He's not sure if that's called hearing the.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he could hear if
you
shouted at him.
That's a mishurish in the rush.
If you shouted, shouting.
And it even says that his daughter said, "You need to talk to through like a." They call the chatzitzers. They call
the horn.
The horn.
No. I remember when I was young. They put the horn to the ear.
Yeah, that's what I
and you screamed into it.
In the wide end.
You spoke in the wide end. All right, so he said even that's called fine. The Bichadish said that's also good enough.
I saw once in my life. Yeah, he was a sandig. And I just happened to have that yeshiva that morning. I think if I remember they had a horn in his ear.
It goes very soon after.
Really?